Anime is real. Pokemon is real. Geodude is real, strong, and he is my friend.
So Geodude, right?
Geodude.
I got a problem with Geodude, right?
I fucking love Geodude.
I got a problem with Geodude, right? He's a rock.
What?
He's a rock, right? He has not got any ability to fly, right? He does not have the ability levitate. Yet, he is depicted as just being able to float around as he likes. In the anime, he floats in the games.
Plenty of Pokemon can float without having the ability to levitate. Magneton, that whole line doesn't have levitate. Like,
do they not have levitate?
No. They'd be the stupidest Pokemon in the game, bar none, if they had levitate. They'd be weak to fire, fighting, end of list.
Okay, but like, I want to imagine him as walking around on his hands instead. I don't like the fact that he's just depicted as floating, you know? Or swing his arms in a big way and then just hop around everywhere like a big jumping rock.
Yeah, like the Easter Island guys in Super Mario Land, you know those guys?
Yeah.
They just
swing their arms aggressively and just move forward like that.
Yes.
I love those guys.
Did Geodude show up in every gen? I'm going to look.
I think it's perfect.
I don't know if he is.
He is.
He is?
Yeah.
What a lad.
Yeah. He actually doesn't show up in Black 2 and White 2, but Black and White 1 he does, which is weird.
Found in fields and mountains, mistaking them for boulders, people often step or trip on them. Do people just often trip on boulders?
If you stand on a rock and then it starts to fucking move, then yes, you would trip on it.
Why is he such a tiny rock man?
Because he's a baby. He's just a baby. He's just a
Oh my god.
He's just a baby dude.
1 foot.
What? Yeah, he's a baby dude. He's a rock.
Something about him just seems so lazy, but it's so funny at the same time.
I really like him. I think he's cool.
Oh, just mate.
A little rock with a face.
Mate.
I love Alolan Geodude.
It's an actual hands and face boss.
Yeah.
He really is. Can I read the Generation 3 entries? The longer a Geodude lives, the more its edges are chipped and worn away, making it more rounded in appearance. However, this Pokemon's heart will always remain hard, craggy, and rough.
That's sad. Also, I really, really like the concept of a Geodude that's so old that it just feels like a pebble. Like, you know, really, really smooth and soft.
Just extremely smooth, Geodude.
Ew.
But that doesn't really make sense because when they evolve, they get craggier.
Well, yeah, no, because that's they're evolving. If it stays a Geodude for its entire life, then it's gonna be like
it just gets smooth.
Yeah.
It's like the War Turtle dilemma.
Yeah.
Some people have used them to hurl at each other in a snowball fight.
That's cheeky.
That's a level beyond. Like really shitty kids put rocks in them. Really shitty kids.
Live rocks.
Because then they will punch you as they come down.
These things are like, they're a foot big though. You would have to have a big snowball to put a Geodude in it.
Here's some contradictory stuff. So early on, it says if you step on one by accident, it gets angry in yellow. But in Sapphire, it says it will not awaken even if hikers step on it unwittingly.
Well, it's because it's not sleeping when you step on it in yellow.
What?
It's not sleeping when you step on it in yellow.
But then, like, how does it even know that it's happened? Like, I don't know. I just think that that's really stupid.
It's just a heavy sleeper.
I don't think so. Also, I really like the Y one, where they slam against others in contests of hardness.
Yeah.
Like Conkers.
Yeah. What? They do Conkers against themselves.
Oh, that's a game we play in our country. Happy, you tie a string to a conker and then you whack it at someone else's conker.
What the hell is a conker?
What the fuck?
It's the thing that conker's named after.
What is conker named after?
Named after
like, you know, do you have those trees that grow spiky apples and then the spiky apples?
Chestnuts.
The trees?
Chestnuts.
Yeah, but the hard bit is the conker.
Spiky apples.
I hate British English. I hate British English.
No, it's just the the nut in the middle.
It's just the nut.
The nut is the conker.
I thought the nut was the chestnut.
No. That's when it's soft. When it's hard, it's the conker. And it's a good way to lose your two front teeth, playing conkers.
And you just tie them to strings and hit each other.
No, you don't hit each other. You hit each other's conkers against each other.
Oh, okay.
But you have to have very good aim or very strong teeth, and that's the rules of the game. And if you don't, then you lose.
I see.
What about Alolan Geodude?
Terrible.
He's a magnet, and he's
got hair. Love it. What's wrong with Alolan Geodude?
It just looks bad.
He's got hair.
I disagree.
He's got hair. I really like the theme of Alolan versions just having hair.
That is pretty good, but I like Diglett's hair a lot more.
Diglett's hair.
I don't like that he's electric type when he looks like he should be a steel type.
He's a magnet.
He's magnetic.
Yeah, like steel.
Oh my god.
He's a magnet.
Man, you guys have awful opinions on Alolan Pokemon.
What do you mean, you guys?
Outside of shiny.
I like him.
I said outside of shiny. After that shit you guys pulled on the Diglett and Dugtrio episodes, awful.
Hey, that was Forest. I love Alolan Diglett and Dugtrio.
Unbelievable.
It's just Forest.
It don't look good.
And me.
Oh no! The moon entry. If you accidentally step on a Geodude sleeping on the ground, you'll hear a crunching sound.
What?
And feel a shock ripple through your entire body. Are you like...
No. You're breaking your foot.
Oh, you break your foot. That's what it is.
Yeah, because he will punch your foot.
So surely it would say it will shatter your metatarsals and you'll feel a shock ripple through your entire body.
Yep.
Imagine a New Yorker stepping on a Geodude. Hey, I'm walking here. Hey, I'm sleeping here.
Geodude would have a brusque New York accent, I feel like.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm sleeping here!
Exactly.
You trying to step on me?
Brooklyn Rage.